You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, the Save Science Coalition released a report looking at the impact of government cuts to science over the last 2 years, finding they have led to over 700 roles being slashed. The report contained 11 stories of New Zealand scientists who had to move countries or shift into a different field to find work as a result of government cuts, and made suggestions for non-partisan long-term funding to ensure the security of New Zealand's research and development. To discuss the impacts of cost-cutting to publicly funded science and potential solutions to the problem, Monday Wire producer Thomas talked to Save Science Coalition spokesperson Ben Wiley-Vanerd.
Can you tell us a bit about this report from the Save Science Coalition and give some history on recent cuts to public science research?
Yes, I'd be very happy to do that. The Save Science Coalition is it's a group of a bunch of the different professional societies, physics, chemistry, biology, various things like that, as well as some unions and other people, other organisations which have an interest in the science system in New Zealand. And it was formed 2 years ago because starting from about two years ago, we started to see some pretty substantial cuts being made to the public science funding in this country, faster and deeper than they have been made at any time in living memory. We've been keeping a tally of how many jobs we've seen lost because of these cuts, and we're up to about 700, more than 700 jobs now have been lost out of that publicly funded science sector. We've also seen funding of, we think, about $80 million a year cut. That's over the next 4 years. Obviously, budgets only go out a certain length of time. So a substantial amount of money and quite a lot of jobs have also been lost. We put out a report a couple of years ago on our initial findings about that. And this report is, now that there's been a little bit of space and a little bit of time between that, we can see what the impact has been on some of our science workers. So those who have lost their jobs, where have they ended up? What have they been faced with? What is the research that they were doing? What's no longer being done? And yeah, where are they now, essentially? So we're trying to let everybody know there have been these substantial cuts to science that have had a huge impact in terms of the number of scientists working in this country in the publicly funded sector. And we're calling on political parties to value the public science sector a lot more and to restore us to at least that level of funding that we had before, but ideally move us closer to our OECD peers, because we're historically have been behind for a very long time.
And the report goes into detail of some of the stories of the scientists who have been forced to move out of the country or change field. And some of them are part of some like really crucial projects, like, you know, measuring for natural disasters, for example. How concerned should we be that crucial tech and research is getting cut and weakened in New Zealand?
We should be very concerned about that. There's an element of greater risk that we're now facing. So some of the jobs that we profiled, as you mentioned, were in the Geohazards Monitoring Centre. So we're going to be facing a greater risk from seismic activities, not because there's going to be more seismic activity, but because we will know less about it and be able to respond less capably to it. There's also been a reduction in the animal health and even in the human-like disease monitoring parts. So a lot of these public good functions are the first in the firing line. And what that basically means is that more individuals, more families are going to bear the brunt of those greater risks that the government has decided to take in these areas. More people are going to lose, you know, time and money due to ill health. More farmers are going to lose animals and potentially crops as well due to the same. So that's the sort of the public good for the public side of things. The other thing that's really important is that it's just a very important part of growing your economy in the long term is putting enough money into research and development. We used to be about at the top of the OECD tables in terms of our GDP per capita, but we've slid something like 19 places from our peak in the 1950s. And almost every single country which has become a wealthier country than we has done it by investing more than we do in R&D. There's only a couple of them that don't, and one of those is a very big oil exporter, which obviously is not a realistic option for New Zealand to take, and one of them is an international tax haven. So there are very few ways to become and stay a prosperous country in the 21st century, and almost all of them involve doing research, which means that you can do something better than anyone else in the world, and you can compete, and we're losing that.
Minister of Science, Innovation and Technology, Penny Simmons, has pointed to growth in the private sector to claim that New Zealand science research is still going strong and justified cuts by saying we're in a tight fiscal period. What do you think about this defence and these comments on such big slashes to public science funding?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that she is right that the New Zealand private research sector has been growing, and that's something that we definitely all should celebrate. But her comments just don't make sense in terms of a strategy for this country. One of the inputs to a well-functioning private research and development sector is a thriving public R&D sector. This is not controversial. If you look at the OEC data, there is no country in the OECD that has reached that 2% total spend on R&D, which includes the government side and the private sector side. No country has reached that target without spending at least somewhere between 10 to 20% more on the publicly funded research side than we have been. That's than we have been before these cuts were done, by the way. So there's a gap to come. The private sector research and the public sector research, they grow together and they thrive together, and they're doing slightly different things. Publicly funded science generally tends to focus on questions of curiosity. It's not so much directed, but it's where those big discoveries are made that can then generate new industries, new businesses, new firms that can use those discoveries to generate income, also to generate other public goods such as good health and lowered risk. So you can't grow the private sector beyond the private R&D sector beyond a certain size without having the publicly funded support there. It's just not borne out in the R&D data.
And can you talk about some of the suggestions this report has to get our public science sector back on track?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the top line suggestion is just to put more money in so that we treat it as a matter of urgency to try and reach the level of R&D funding that our peers in the OECD are trying to do. This has actually been a target that people have talked about in New Zealand for a very, very long time, and it's certainly unclear to me why, you know, the current government is saying that we can get away with not pursuing that target anymore. It's still a very, very important target to reach if we want to continue to be a richer country. One of the other suggestions is that we change a little bit of the way that we're doing research funding so that not so much of it is in the purely contestable side, and some of it is in a little bit more baseline funding for our research institutes, and also to take care of things like our collections of things like genetic information, information on diseases, information on plants and animals, and other stuff that you mentioned earlier, like the geohazards monitoring. It doesn't really make sense for some of these things to be competing for funding. They're not necessarily going to find a new and flashy part of science, but they are keeping us safe. So that should be considered as well. One of the other really important parts of this is to keep in mind on what a research career looks like. One of the issues is that we have rather precarious employment sometimes in the research sector in New Zealand, sort of going from temporary position to temporary position for quite a long time before you can get something like a decent amount of job security. And that does result in us losing some people overseas already. So we could do a better job to provide people with the kind of certainty that they need to build a life for themselves here.
That was Save Science Coalition spokesperson Ben Wiley Van Erd talking to Monday Wire producer Thomas about the impacts of cost-cutting to publicly funded science and potential solutions going forward.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.